Hello, I'm Larry Warren, and I want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. This week, we have been sharing with you some of the messages from our New Jersey Victory campaign. And one of the guests that joined Brother Copeland at this event was Brother Creflo Dollar. And today, we're going to hear how you can live a life free of guilt and shame from your past. God's Word tells us the day you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior is the day He became your true identity. Now, let's join Brother Creflo Dollar as he reveals how to live from your true identity and discover the absolute truth that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
We're going to talk about recognizing our true identity, our Jesus identity. And then we need to figure out how to get in sync with that true identity. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about the actions of sinning, but we don't realize one of the places we miss the mark more than any other area of our life is we miss the mark where our identity is concerned, our true identity, and getting in sync with our true identity. Because when you're not in sync, when I say in sync, We've got to come into agreement with who we really are. It just can't be something you say religiously or wear it on a T-shirt. We've got to get in sync with our true identity, and it is something that we rehearse and practice every day. We recognize who we are, and when we begin to display things that don't line up with our true identity, we quickly remind ourselves, wait a minute, that's not me. All right? And so this is so very important that we get a hold of who we are and our true identity and learning how to get in sync with our true identity. So I want to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Now notice he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, all right, you're in Christ. So you made a decision one day to be in Christ, he says, he's a new creature. You're in Christ, you're a new creature. You're in Christ, you're a new creature. He says, all things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. You're in Christ, you are a new creature. Now listen to this, out of this translation. He says, now in the light of your co-inclusion in his death and resurrection. Now, please understand, you were included in his death. When he died, you died. When he was resurrected, you were resurrected. When he ascended on high, you ascended on high. When he was seated, you are seated with him. Are you listening to me? Now, in the light of your co-inclusion in his death and resurrection, whoever you thought you were before, in Christ, somebody say, I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. In Christ, you are a brand new person. You're a brand new person. The old ways of seeing yourself and everyone else are over. Now that you're in Christ, you're a brand new person. The old way of how you used to see yourself is over. But not only how you used to see yourself, because you're a new person, it's also how you see other people. So you change because you don't see yourself like you see yourself, and you're not going to see other people like you used to see other people. You're going to see them with some more empathy. You're going to look at them through the eyes of love. You're going to make room for the faults of others. You're not going to look at people so judgmentally like you did before. You see yourself differently, and now you look at others differently. And here's what I like. I like this last line. He says, acquaint yourself with the new. So you need to get acquainted with the new you. You know the old you. And you say, well, I've taken the old man out. Well, you could have fooled me. He says, you need to become acquainted with the new you. Getting acquainted with the new you. And I'm telling you, that's going to take some rehearsing. That's going to take some practice, getting acquainted with the new you. All right, let's go to this next one now. So Ephesians chapter 2 and 10. Ephesians 2 and 10. All right. In the King James, he says, for we are his workmanship. We're created in Christ. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. All right. Now, the mirror says this. He says, we are engineered by his design. We are engineered by his design. Somebody said, where you get that from? Well, he made us in his image. Yes. He made us in his likeness. Yes. We are engineered by his design. He molded and manufactured us in Christ. Yes. Lord have mercy. We are his workmanship, his poetry. We are fully fit to do good, equipped to give attractive evidence of his likeness in us in everything, with everything we do. We are, now we're in Christ, we are fully equipped. Fully equipped with everything we need to give an illustration and an example of his likeness. You absolutely sometimes forget who you are. You are fully equipped with everything you need to give an excellent illustration of his likeness. Jesus said, if you have seen the Father, you have seen me. We ought to be saying, if you've seen Jesus, glory to God, you've seen me. And if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus. And if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus and you've seen the Father. Because I'm fully equipped to give you a great illustration of what they're like. All right, let's move a little farther with this now. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 18. I like to start off here with the 2 Corinthians 3:18. Here's what he says in the King James. I need to calm down. I got a ways to go. But we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. We're changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Just by beholding him, we're changed in the same image. And this is done by the Spirit of the Lord. Now look at this in this verse, in this translation. Now we all with new understanding see ourselves in him as in a mirror. I see myself in him like I see myself in a mirror, which means I am or should be a reflection of him. But you let the world and religion scare you out of holding on to the fact that you are a reflection of him. And just like you see yourself in the mirror every morning, he says we should see ourselves every day in, like we're looking into a mirror. See ourselves in him. And when we look at him, we should see ourselves. When we see Jesus, we should say, ooh, that's me. So practically speaking here in this verse, our identity is the image of Christ. And when we see him, watch this. We see ourselves. When we see him, we see ourselves. Go to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17. When we see him, we see ourselves. Oh, my gosh. This is what I'm saying. You got to practice this. You got to rehearse this. You got to tell yourself this. Every time you do something that doesn't line up with that design, you just say, that's not me. That's not me. You let the devil and yourself know, that's not me. Look at verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness, confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And notice that's not past tense, that's present tense. Notice that's present tense. As he is, so are we in this world. That's not the future. That's present identity. That's our present identity. As he is, so are we. That's our present identity. In Christ, our identity is righteous. In Christ, our identity is innocence. In Christ, loved. We're empowered. We're complete in this union with God. That is our identity. First John
4:17, the mirror says this. He says, so now in our awakening to our joint inclusion in this love union, everything is perfect. Its completeness is not compromised in contradiction. Our confident conversation echoes this fellowship even in the face of crisis, because as he is, so are we in this world. Our lives are mirrored in him. There it is again. Our lives are mirrored in him. We are as blameless in this life as Jesus is. My God, we are as blameless in this life as Jesus is. Please understand, I am the righteousness of God, not because what I did to become righteous, but I am righteous because of what Jesus did to become righteous. Jesus is my righteousness, and so I'm righteous because of Jesus. Yeah. My righteousness is a gift. It is not something I deserve. It is a gift that has been given to me. Glory to God. And so likewise, we've got to learn how to receive the gift. This perfect love union is the source of our confidence whenever we face the scrutiny of contradiction. He says that so as he is, so are we in this world. Our lives are mirrored in him. We are as blameless. We are as blameless in this life as Jesus is. I'm as blameless. I'm as blameless as Jesus is. Part of what righteousness is it's a man that accepts righteousness as if he's never sinned. But that's hard on a lot of folks, because they just can't get that. All right, now, y'all ready? Y'all got all that right now? Now, my identity, I should now live from my true identity. I should live from my true identity in my job. So everything about our life as Christians flows out of this true identity. Shame, guilt, and condemnation comes. But that's not you anymore. And if you quit hiding, you'll defeat shame.
Yes, sir.
So, like Adam and Eve, they sinned and they went and hid themselves. All right, follow me now. They went and hid themselves. And most people think, well, God has changed his mind. Adam and Eve thought it. They hid themselves because they thought God had changed his mind about how he saw them. But God never changed his mind about how he saw them. The problem was Adam and Eve changed their mind about how they saw themselves.
Yeah, right.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? There's got to be something about this identity, ladies and gentlemen, that moves Satan to make it the first line of attack. He attacked Adam and Eve in the garden. Over their identity. Because if they knew who they were, they wouldn't have to hear this thing about, you know, God just, you know, wants you to know the difference between good and evil. If they knew who they really were. And then he had the mitigated gall to try that same thing on Jesus. Jesus led into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days, 40 night, hungry, and the devil shows up, old Slewfoot. He shows up and he says, now watch this. If thou be. He know exactly who he was, but he wants us to make sure he knows who he is. If thou be, if you're really the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Now, I love Jesus. Check him out. This is my boy. Check him out. Now, Jesus said, now, wait a minute. I can turn the stones into bread. That ain't no problem. But I'm not going to turn the stone into bread just to prove to you who I am, because I already know who I am. I don't need to turn no stone into bread to be convinced about who I am. I know who I am, and you know who I am. It's always an attack on your identity. And you've got to remember who you are. I am the mirror image. Oh, the devil can't stand it. It scares him. I mirror the image of Jesus. Jesus is what God thinks about me. Y'all didn't get that. When God thinks about you, he settled it. Jesus is what I think about you. Well, I don't know. I think God thinks I'm a bad person. I think God thinks I'm no good. No. Here's what God thinks about you. He thinks about, when he thinks about you, he thinks about Jesus. How do you think that God can get over you and just throw you away and not have nothing to do with you when he created you? He can't get over the fact that every time you breathe, that's his breath. He can't get over the fact that the blood that's running warmly in your veins, he can't get over that. This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, all right, you go to work, or let's say fear knocks on the door. All right, normally you would get fearful. You listen to the news, you hear all the things going on, you would get fearful. You have to speak to yourself and say, no, that's not me anymore. I don't get fearful when bad news is being broadcast. I have a spirit of love and a spirit of power and a sound mind. You have to speak to yourself. Everything I do in this Christian life, I do it from that true identity, from that Jesus identity. Even when I pray. Even when I pray. If I pray from my true identity, I'm not trying to reach heaven and begging God to try to do something for me. In my true identity, I'm seated with him. I am complete in him. I am seated with him. Oh, glory to God. I'm seated with him in heavenly places. Some of y'all still wonder if you're going to go to heaven. How you think you going to miss heaven when you're sitting there? You got a seat. I am seated with him in heavenly places. Ooh, glory to God. I'm seated with him in heavenly places. I am complete. I am righteous. I am forgiven. I am seated with him. I was buried with him. I was resurrected with him. I was raised with him. I am seated with him. Why am I hollering and screaming trying to reach heaven? All right, now watch this. Because everything that I'll ever need has already been finished. It's called the finished works of Jesus. My righteousness is finished. All right, I'm going somewhere now. Stay with me. My righteousness is finished. My redemption is finished. My sanctification is finished. It's finished. My holiness is finished. Listen, holiness is not a behavior. Holiness is a person. Oh, that's tripping some of y'all out. And that's the problem. Jesus said it's finished, and you still trying to be holy. I'm telling you, I'm holy just like I'm righteous. Yeah. Well, you know, you just got to behave right. You just be what he says you are, and the behavior will follow suit. Your problem is you keep trying to perfect what's already perfect. Jesus has been made unto me righteousness, redemption, sanctification, which is holiness, perfection. And that's my true identity. I am righteous now. Yeah, but you didn't look so righteous last night. I'm righteous now. See, that's the battle. The battle is, will you allow what you did last night and him shaming you for what you did last night to step down from who you are. I'm righteous. What did you do to become righteous? You received it. That's all, right? What did you do to be redeemed? Please tell me the part you played, Bubba. What did you do to be holy and sanctified? Well, you don't look holy to me. Well, you need to look hard enough because I am holy. That's right. See, when you're serious about living from your identity, you're not going to shame me out of my identity. You're not going to condemn me out of my identity. That's the whole battle. The battle is the storm is going to come to try to see if it can get you out of your identity. All right. So I'm there now. Now I need the Holy Ghost to give me the proper articulation. So everything flows from my Jesus identity. Everything flows from my true identity. And I study more and I learn more and more about who I am. But I settle it right now. I am a mirror image of him. You got to understand, God has already seen the end.
Yes, he has.
And he told you about it at the beginning.
Yes.
And you questioning what he's already seen that you ain't seen. Be careful about who you think going to be in heaven and who ain't going to be in heaven. You just better be glad you there already.
That's right.
Well, he ain't going to heaven. He killed somebody. So did Moses and Paul and who else?
David.
So if the murderers can make it in, I think y'all going to be all right. You have to now rest in your true identity.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Okay, follow me now. Let me give you a couple more words so you can really embrace what I'm saying. You have to rest in this true identity. You have to remain in alignment with this true identity.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
Brains to work, creativity to work, our hands to work, equipment to work, and tools to work, trusting in the ability of each component to engage and get the job done. Are you putting your faith to work? As believers, we have access to everything God has, because faith in God, activated by the Word, will work. With Kenneth Copeland's MP3 teaching series, How to Put Your Faith to Work, you'll learn exactly that. Through 6 dynamic messages, you'll learn how to make the decision to believe, how to develop your faith, and then how to use it on purpose every day. Download these messages and grow your faith wherever you go. Faith isn't meant to sit idle. It's a living, creative force designed to change circumstances, overcome obstacles, and connect you to everything God has promised. Don't let your faith sit on the sidelines. Use your faith like a mechanic uses a tool and begin a life of faith that works for you. You have the faith of God dwelling inside you, and your faith will work for you just like it does for Him. Download your copy of Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching series, How to Put Your Faith to Work, free on our website, kcm.org/TV special. This offer is good for 60 days. Learn from God's Word how faith works and start receiving His promises in your life. For more information about this free offer, please contact your regional office.
I want to let you know today that God loves you. No matter what you've done, where you've been, or what you've been through, there is nothing that will stop God's love for you. He sent Jesus to destroy the one thing that separated you from Him, and that one thing was sin. Through death, He paid the price for your sin and went to hell in your place. Then He rose from the dead, filled with the life of God, and He destroyed the power of sin so you could live free from guilt and shame right now. Jesus wants to share the freedom of this new life with you today. And there's nothing standing between you and God right now. All you have to do is receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you can walk free from condemnation today. So will you pray this with me? Lord Jesus, You said, let's reason together. So now I do. You said, even if my sins are scarlet, You will make them white as snow. I confess my sins. I receive my cleansing. And I declare You as my Lord. I am born again. Amen. Glory to God. You have been born again, and I'm saying welcome to your new life in the family of God. Jesus has become your true identity right now. And you are a child of God, and He has made you a joint heir with Jesus so you can receive every blessing He's planned for you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to help you get a deeper understanding of your new identity in Jesus and how to develop a close relationship with God, your Heavenly Father. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package, and there's a small book called He Did It All For You and two brochures that will help you take your first steps into this marvelous new life in God's family. To request your free copy of the Salvation Package, please visit our website, kcm.org. Or you can call our prayer line and ask for the Salvation Package. Our licensed prayer ministers will be so excited to hear that you've come into the family of God. And they want to rejoice with you and have the opportunity to pray in faith with you over any issues in your life. KCM has prayer ministers in all their offices around the world, so give them a call and let them help you receive God's goodness in your life. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about who you are in Jesus and who He is in you. Request the Salvation Package free on kcm.org/salvation.